G'day, I'm Peggy Giacomelos from the SBS Newsroom. Donald Trump has welcomed Vladimir Zelensky at the White House for high-stakes talks. A warning on the pitfalls of AI ahead of a productivity summit in Canberra. And in AFL, an Adelaide Crows star defends the club as another player is investigated over an alleged homophobic slur. To the US first up, and United States President Donald Trump has welcomed President Volodymyr Zelensky at the White House for high-stakes talks aimed at restoring peace in Ukraine. The meeting is the first since an acrimonious row between the two men in the Oval Office in February and comes just days after Mr. Trump met with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Alaska. Despite an apparent gulf over concessions that President Trump has pushed Ukraine to make peace with Russia, the US leader said there was a good chance of ending the conflict.
We've had a lot of good discussions, a lot of good talks. And I think progress is being made, very, very substantial progress in many ways. We had a good meeting, as you know, just a short while ago with the president of Russia. And I think there's a possibility that something could come out of it.
President Zelensky said he was grateful for the opportunity to meet President Trump and his fellow European leaders.
For our meeting, we can have leaders who are around us, the UK, France, Germany, Italy, Finland, EU-NATO, I mean, all partners around Ukraine supporting us. Thanks to them. Thank you very much for the invitation.
Mr. Trump said he would be talking to President Putin by telephone shortly and hopes for a three-way meeting with the Kremlin leader and Mr. Zelensky. Hamas has accepted the latest proposal of a 60-day ceasefire with Israel that includes the return of half the hostages the group holds in Gaza and Israel's release of some Palestinian prisoners, an Egyptian official source says. Senior Hamas official Bassem Naim wrote on Facebook, "The movement has handed over its approval to the new proposal presented by the mediators. There was no immediate response from Israel." The Egyptian official source said the latest proposal included a suspension of Israeli military operations for 60 days and a path to a comprehensive deal to end the nearly two-year war. An unnamed source says the proposal was nearly identical to one put forward previously by US Special Envoy Steve Witkoff, which Israel has accepted. The head of the Australia Council of Social Services has warned of the dangers of replacing people with technology in the social services sector ahead of a wide-ranging summit on productivity. The three-day economic roundtable hosted by the federal government in Canberra will consider how AI can be harnessed to boost productivity in business and government services. ACoS CEO Cassandra Goldie says recent problems with the targeted compliance program, an automated system which unlawfully cancelled the payments of nearly 1,000 job seekers, is an example of how technology can fail.
We've stripped out the human discretion that we need on critical decisions that fundamentally affect people's lives and in many cases have driven people to desperation. We should be using technology for good. We should be using AI for good, but I can tell you what, you need to make sure that the people most at risk are front and centre in the design of it, not people who are looking to make a profit out of it.
The roundtable meeting will also consider how regulatory and tax reforms could help boost Australia's stalled productivity. Rescue and relief efforts have resumed in Pakistan's northwest, where flash floods have killed more than 300 people. After heavy rain forced the suspension of operations for several hours, the National Disaster Management Authority says heavy rain that started on Friday has spread destruction in several northern districts, with most people killed in flash floods. In the AFL, Adelaide Crows star Darcy Fogarty denies the competition has a homophobic culture, despite star teammate Isaac Rankin being accused of a homophobic slur that could stop him participating in this year's final series. The AFL has confirmed it's investigating allegations a Crows player made a homophobic comment to a Collingwood player during Saturday night's game between the two teams. The AFL hasn't named Rankin, but he's being universally Sicily reported as the player who is accused. Three players in the last 2 years have been suspended for homophobic comments during games, but Fogarty says that's not a fair reflection of how the sport and its players view gay people.
I don't think so. I think as far as what I can comment on is my sort of, well, through my lens and from, yeah, I guess for what I've seen, it's been positive and supportive.
Collingwood player Braden Maynard says this kind of incident is happening too often. Peggy Giacomelos with the latest from SBS News.